Mr. Ryder has never been the type to arrive to school early. In fact, he's always been the guy happy to coast on his charm. After all, he's just an English teacher. He's not changing lives. Or at least, that's how he's always seen himself. That is, until a new music teacher started at Montgomery Prep. Now he finds himself staying up late, doing lesson planning and arriving early in hopes of catching the attention of a certain someone in the teacher's lounge.
Miss Lane is passionate about the arts and views herself as a shaper of minds and hearts. She believes teaching is a calling that she is happy to answer. She moved to town for her first big permanent teaching job, and she's already head over heels with the position. Her kids are amazing, the school encourages her creativity in the classroom, and the staff is incredibly supportive as well. She smiles warmly at Mr. Ryder, her newest friend, as she approaches him by the coffee pot. He already has two full mugs in his hand. He extends one to her, which she gratefully accepts.
Miss Lane clinks Mr. Ryder's mug with her own before bringing hers to her lips and blowing softly. Mr. Ryder feels the world around him grow soft, pulled in by the pursing of Miss Lane's supple red lips. She sips and swallows, leaving the mark of her lipstick on the mug. Mr. Ryder has never wished he could be an inanimate object more, to be held with such care.
Mr. Ryder opens his mouth, surprising himself and wondering what he could possibly say. He knows what he wants to say. He wants to tell her how he wants to hold her, gently, the way she holds her coffee cup. To listen to her sing while he loses himself underneath her flowy purple skirt. To attend to her every need, carnal or otherwise, and forget himself between her perfect lips. She smiles at him and he tries once again to form a response, but she puts her warm hand on the arm of his tweed blazer and he melts all the more.
Realizing he's been friend-zoned hits Mr. Ryder harder than if Miss Lane had taken her coffee mug and smashed it across his head. He crumples a bit, visibly even. He's crestfallen, but he doesn't want her to know. So he straightens back up and returns her smile as best as he can.
She squeezes Mr. Ryder's arm as she slides her lipstick-kissed mug on the counter by the coffee pot. He feels the squeeze in every inch of his body, blood rushing to his brown corduroy slacks.
He watches her leave, disappearing through the door and into the hallway, into the sea of students and towards the art wing, like a ray of sunshine leaving him colder and colder with every step further she takes. He looks at the mug she left and without thinking, pours his own coffee into her mug. He brings her used mug to his lips and tastes hers. The bitter mix of coffee and lipstick feels sweet on his tongue. Hopeful almost. Pep returns to him. There's always parent night, a chance for her to see him in a new light. He smiles, absentmindedly rubbing his lips across her lipstick smudge. Yes, he won't give up just yet.
Mr. Ryder massages his temple as the last group of parents and students leave his classroom. He's exhausted from smiling and encouraging parents about how special their kids are all evening. He looks at Miss Lane's mug, now on his desk. He hasn't had a chance to visit the art wing all night. He's been so busy shaking hands and reassuring mothers and fathers alike.
Mr. Ryder is astonished to find Miss Lane still in her white blouse and purple skirt from earlier, but now her hair sits relaxed on her shoulders, instead of pinned up as she typically wears it all day. She's so beautiful in the moonlight that is beginning to shine in through the classroom windows.
Mr. Ryder feels his whole body awaken as Miss Lane enters his classroom and sets a bottle of honey whiskey on his desk. He smiles and reaches for the bottle to uncork it.
She moves to close the door and lock it before returning to sit on the corner of his desk. She has to know that she's driving him insane, perching on his desk like a scholastic seductress.
She reaches for the mug on his desk, and her eyes go wide as she realizes it is the same mug she drank from earlier. Mr. Ryder feels a chill wash over him, readying himself for a harsh reprieve, feeling like some pervert stealing panties. But instead, she smiles, extending the mug from him to pour into.
Miss Lane sips from the mug, her eyes on Mr. Ryder the whole time. She feels the smoothness of the whiskey moving through her body and smiles, handing him the mug. Their fingers brush as he takes it from her. Miss Lane smiles, enjoying the feel of his strong hands against her own.
He looks at her, trying to read her face. He slowly brings her mug to his lips and she nods, watching him closely as he sips down the sweet liquor.
The whiskey burns in Mr. Ryder's throat and his face flushes. She must know he has a crush. It's been made obvious by the mug, but must she torment him so?
His heart is racing as Miss Lane leans across his desk and kisses him on his whiskey-coated lips. Her heart races too, emboldened by the liquor and the proximity to Mr. Ryder. Something about how he looks at night has awakened something deep within her, a need that must be fulfilled. Their lips together are delicious, sweet with the slightest bitter taste of her lipstick. He reaches for her face and holds her carefully, like he does her coffee mug. She crawls across his desk towards him, knocking over books, papers, even the mug. His mouth waters as she does so. She feels powerful and incredibly sexy as she gets closer and closer.
She holds him by the lapels of his tweed blazer and he kisses her neck. They look to the ground where the mug has shattered below the desk. But they lock lips again and she crawls into his lap, feeling how badly he wants her through his brown corduroy slacks. She wants him too. She can feel the want and wet building between her legs. His chair rolls back into the whiteboard behind him as she wraps her legs around him, feeling him close to her warm pussy. Whiteboard markers fall to the ground as the chair knocks loudly against it. They both know the janitor might be arriving soon. The risk of getting caught almost seems worth it here in one another's embrace.
The night air feels refreshing on their warm, aroused bodies, rushing with blood and hormones. Miss Lane can barely restrain herself, jumping Mr. Ryder right then and there. She's had a taste, and she will not be satiated until she's had it all deep inside her.
Mr. Ryder barely has time to ground himself in reality as his fantasy continues. Miss Lane pulls him by his tie into the back of her minivan.
She pulls his body on top of hers and he begins to ravish her body and unbutton her blouse.
She smiles a grin that seems like she does want to get caught. A smile that tells Mr. Ryder the idea would thrill her and only make her want him more. But she clicks her keys again and the door shuts behind them automatically. They're the only car in the staff lot. But something about how they are still in public is thrilling to Miss Lane and only makes her want this more.
She tugs at his tie knot with her teeth to loosen it as Mr. Ryder undoes her blouse buttons one at a time.
Beneath her blouse, Miss Lane is wearing a sheer purple bra, her nipples visible and perfectly erect through the material. Mr. Ryder consumes them through the soft fabric as Miss Lane unbuttons his button-up and strips off his tweed blazer.
Mr. Ryder's hard cock throbs at this repeated question. He leans over her, slipping her skirt off slowly, carefully, as if this were his answer. The anticipation builds desire between Miss Lane's legs. She likes to see this side of him. He seems almost dangerous, like he can't handle his own attraction to her. She slides the rest of her skirt off and reveals her sheer purple panties, which show off how much she needs him between her legs. He can see her wet pussy, every inch of it needing to be filled.
Mr. Ryder laps at her wet pussy through the fabric and her toes curl in pleasure. Between each lick, he answers her question, looking deep into her eyes.
Miss Lane's back arches in desire as he says this, and she can't control herself. She begins unbuckling him as quickly as she can to feel him between her thighs. His warm, hard cock in her hand, she slides her panties to the side and fills herself with his erection, wrapping her legs around his waist. The windows fog as she shows him how she likes it.
As he pounds into her, she bites the fabric of his tie, still hanging around his neck. Mr. Ryder smiles and takes his tie, sliding it into her mouth to muffle her moans.
Mr. Ryder takes her hands in his, pinning them above her head as he fucks her deeper and deeper. She responds through the tie as best she can, like a perfect little slut.
Mr. Ryder does as he's told, spreading her legs wide and moving them closer to her head to feel him pound her pussy deeper, hitting her G-spot hard again and again. He spits in his right hand and begins to rub her clit as he fucks her on his knees with all of his might. Who knew that his classroom crush would be turned into a perfect whore by his big hard cock? Mr. Ryder feels like the luckiest teacher in the world to be here, fucking Miss Lane in the staff parking lot for anyone to see or hear.